Are you sometimes wrong about the future?
Of course. Sometimes we know the facts, but we don't know people's feelings.
Do you have an example?
40 years ago, some people predicted food would be different today.
It is different, isn't it?
In some ways, but they said we would eat food pills. We wouldn't eat the food we have now.
I'm happy we have the same food. I hope we will have the same food in 40 years.
Food will change, of course. It will have to change. There will be too many people.
Can you describe another change?
Communications.
What kind of communications?
Telephones, television, computers.
How will they change?
There will be many new inventions we don't know about today.
What will they be like?
Telephones, television, and computers will be one machine.
Explain, please.
Now, two people talk on a telephone, right?
Sometimes several people talk at one time.
Okay. In the future, you will talk to a person, you will see that person, and you will be able to send messages and pictures at the same time you are talking.
When can we do that?
We can do it now. But in 10 years, most businesses will have such machines. In 15 years, we will have them in our homes.
Will you answer some questions about the future?
If I have answers.
Will we have disease and sickness?
Yes, we will conquer the ones we have now, but we will have new ones.
Will we live on other planets?
I think so. I can't say when. It needs a lot of money.
How will we educate our children for the future?
This is just my opinion. First, we will study other cultures. Second, we will communicate with those cultures. Children in America will talk with children in other countries.
What about science and technology?
Science and technology are important, but we must study people first.
Okay, first study other people. Second, talk to them. What then?
Then learn some skills.
For example?
How to cook, how to build something, how to paint, how to play a musical instrument, how to take care of an animal or a person.
That's interesting.
Finally, children will study for information and facts.
Why this kind of education?
Because we know too much about technology and not enough about people. The future will be very exciting, Mr. Lerner.
You're very positive, Dr. Ramos. I want to be there.